But we start tonight at Madison Square Garden, where at this hour, preparations are already underway for the 138th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. For 48 hours starting Monday, 2,845 dogs will be paraded, judged, picked up so people can examine their private parts, petted, hugged, nuzzled, kissed, shampooed, dried, and set, and loved. Only this year, at exactly the same time, 4,600 miles away, they're holding another sporting event whose participants, sponsors, and viewers are enabling its organizers to take dogs and hunt and kill them. Hunt and kill them, reportedly shoot them with poisoned darts or leave poisoned meat for them. Hunt and kill them, though the Russian government promised not to. Hunt and kill them for profit. Hunt and kill them for national pride. The other event is, of course, the 2014 Winter Olympics. This smiling dog to my right is not from the dog show. He's from Sochi, Russia. And he's probably dead now. I touched on this last night. The area does have what you and I would consider an enormous number of stray dogs. North American journalists have been tweeting photos of them, commenting not just on their unexpected friendliness, but also about how many of them look not like feral dogs, but like abandoned pets. So the city of Sochi has a standing contract with a pest control company to kill 300 dogs a month, more, during the Olympics. The company is called Basia Services. It is run by an Alexei Sorokin, and to horrified onlookers, he says things like, "Let's call things by their real name. These dogs are biological trash." Biological trash. From the Associated Press account, Sorokin, quote, said he was stunned last week when he attended a rehearsal for the opening ceremony and saw a stray dog walking in on the performers. "A dog ran into the Fisch Stadium. We took it away," he said. "God forbid something like this happens at the actual opening ceremony. This will be a disgrace for the whole country." The irony of his own words is lost on Mr. Sorokin and on President Putin, who at a news event today ignored the issue. What is the disgrace? Who are the biological trash? But Mr. Sorokin also told ABC News that Sochi has, quote, an epidemic of rabies. If that is correct, of course, the issue of dealing with the stray dogs is irrelevant, because if Sochi has a rabies epidemic, the spectators and athletes and journalists need to be evacuated from the area immediately and the Olympics must be canceled tonight. Because if that is true, not only does Mr. Sorokin kill dogs with poisoned meat and darts instead of capturing them and spaying and neutering them, but he's not even good at it. This may be because Sorokin and his other dog killers have competition. This is video from the Boston Globe website from their superb story on all this by reporter David Filipov. The woman is Dr. Vlada Provotorova. She is a dentist, and she and a few friends have started an ad hoc Sochi dog rescue mission. In this ramshackle kennel near a swamp, there are 14 dogs, and again, these look like abandoned pets or their offspring. Dr. Provotorova, who should have a statue built in her honor, says she and her group have rescued, sterilized, found homes for as many as 100 of the dogs. But her estimate is that Sorokin's men may have already killed 7,000 dogs. Nobody knows how many stray cats have also been killed. Those dogs the reporters have named, the ones for whom they put up missing posters, they are probably among the 7,000. Because as an executive of the International Humane Society told Time magazine, the friendliest dogs are easiest to catch. And where is the International Olympic Committee on all this? Where is it as it pretends the Olympics are about sportsmanship, as it pretends they are about international goodwill, as they pretend that, to borrow NBC's farcical slogan, the world comes together in Sochi? The IOC, it is, of course, pretending. According to the Sochi 2014 Organizing Committee, its statement reads, all stray dogs that are found on the Olympic Park are collected by a professional veterinary contractor for the well-being of the people on the park and the animals themselves. The dogs are being handled by professional veterinary staff who carry out a full health examination off-site and look to locate the relevant owner. All healthy animals are released following their health check. Shot with poison darts. The friendly ones first, because the friendly ones are the easiest to catch. Back at Madison Square Garden, where in the context of the slaughter in Sochi, it no longer seems like we're pampering these 2,845 Westminster dogs, there is one more bit of astonishing contrast. This strong, shiny fellow is Troy. He's a Doberman Pinscher, all right. Diane Papazanian, owner. She told the New York Daily News that when Troy was a puppy, he didn't just nuzzle her chest, he always nuzzled exactly the same spot, to such a degree that she began to wonder if something was wrong. There was a cancerous lump there. Evidently, Troy could smell it. She examined herself, found it, went through severe treatment and survived, and is cancer-free because of Troy. I don't have to explain to you about how we view sports and dogs. Ask Michael Vick. But have you ever seen this? This is an 1887 baseball card of Art Whitney, a very bad third baseman. And this might be the most popular card from that set now and then. They printed new versions of this card again and again. There are five different. They had other photos of him. They kept using the one with the dog. Biological trash. The disgrace of a stray dog at a medals ceremony. The friendly ones are easiest to catch. Many of us have already come to hate these of all Olympics because of the homophobia, the forced labor, the threat of terrorism. Tomorrow, I'll probably even do another half-serious list of the 10 reasons not to watch the Sochi telecasts. But consider those stray dogs, already destined to spend brief and unhappy lives on this earth while we don't do anything about it. And remember this. In the next 2 weeks of Olympic hype, some Americans will spend their time and their money supporting an event that enabled this carnage. But other Americans will refuse to do so. And perhaps a few Americans will calculate what they might have spent on the products advertised during the telecast of these Olympics, Olympics stained with the blood of thousands of dogs, and give some of that money instead to the Humane Society or to an animal league, or just take that money and use it to adopt a shelter dog. To which group do you want to belong?